Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so as you know, I'm always asking you, if you have a question, go to my website, heathermonahan.com. There's a contact me form, or you can DM me on any social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, I spend a ton of time on. And so I got a DM from one of our team here, part of the show, and I wanted to share the question with you. I'm going to do my best to answer it, but listen, I so feel for this person because it seems like they're in a situation similar to the one that I was in a few years back, and I have a lot of empathy for it. It sucks when you're in it, but like anything, things are temporary, and it's so important, you know, when things are not going great for you, just to remind yourself, this is temporary. It's going to change. It always does. Remind yourself of other times in your life. And the more that you train yourself to do that, the more you can understand that, okay, I can endure this for the moment in time that I'm in, and just know and have faith that things are going to get better and change, because they will, because the best is yet to come. And that, my friends, I know for sure. Okay, so I got a DM on Instagram from this woman and said, "Hey, Heather, you talk a lot about women bullying in the workplace." Yes, I do. "Even some of my women customers are so bitchy. I am the nicest, most organized, thoughtful person, and I provide a lot of value. Why is there shade from women? Do you have a podcast about this? Like outright ignoring my calls, ignoring my emails, etc. after they ask for something. Mind has officially been blown," emoji, which is so funny. "I get it. I totally get it." And then she goes on to say, "Is there a respectful way to let them know that is not appreciated?" Yes, of course there is. Okay, so first and foremost, you cannot change the people around you. However, you can change who you choose to be around. That's really important, right? And gosh, I went through this even with my ex-husband. I wanted to change how he was, right? People have to want to change themselves. That's not your job. That's not your responsibility. It's our job to accept people for the way that they are or choose to move on. And it really comes down to that. When you are your most confident self, when you have your self-worth, you know that you deserve better than that, right? And you're not going to tolerate it. Listen, life is a journey. It is a growing process. And I'm definitely not nailing things on the daily. I make mistakes all the time. But one of the things I know for sure is for 14 years, I worked side by side with someone who did not like me. In fact, in the end, she despised me. Everyone knew it. It was obvious. And I turned a blind eye to that bad behavior day in and day out. And that was the wrong decision. That was chipping away at my confidence. So the more you put yourself in proximity to people who don't respect you, don't treat you well, and you allow that to go on, you're the one that's going to get taken down, not them, right? They're going to carry on with their lives, probably completely oblivious to what they're doing or enjoying it or whatever. It's irrelevant. But the bottom line is you are the one. In any moment, you are either creating confidence within you or chipping away at it. And any level of disrespect, you know, ignoring, treating poorly that you allow to go on, you're allowing that. It's about flipping the script on these people. It's okay, your behavior is poor, whatever. I can't change you. That's on you. And that's for you to work out on your own. But what I can change is my decision. I can change my boundaries. I can change who I choose to be around.
Meet a different guest each week. Turn it on the tape.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. I remember when I was young in business, I was in my early 20s, and I was in one of my first account executive jobs in radio. And I remember my old boss would say to me, "Heather, these customers are taking way too much of your time. They want you at their beck and call." And they did. It was ridiculous. Back then, I didn't have a lot of self-worth. I wasn't very confident, although people did not know that. The minute they would say, "Come over here," I'd go running over, you know, desperate to keep their business. There's no room for desperation in business or life. You don't need to be desperate. There's always going to be another deal. There's always going to be another opportunity. There's always going to be another partner. There's always going to be another client or friend, right? So it's all about hiring and allowing for the people that treat you great and firing the ones that don't. And I remember that was a discussion that we ended up having about one of these clients that just was relentless with what they wanted from me, and it didn't make sense, and it wasn't fair, and it wasn't good business. So with the support of my boss, I finally went to them and said, "Listen, here's the thing. I just want you to know that you're taking so much more time than any of my other clients. The return on investment's not here for me. So either you can start spending more with me to get this level of service, or you can stop asking me for, you know, all these aggressive additional things, or we can just shake hands and part friends and not do business together anymore," right? I can't change them, but I can change my ask. I can change what I allow for. And in the end, they stopped asking me for all these crazy things. So it was just having that calm conversation. Another thing that's important to know
when you disagree with someone or you don't like how someone's behaving, it doesn't need to be a fight. It doesn't need to be an argument, right? It doesn't need to be this big thing. It can be a conversation, because oftentimes people don't know what impact they're having on you, or they don't understand how you're processing something. I actually went through something like this a couple of months ago in a situation in my personal life where I finally had to say to someone, "You're not doing a good job communicating. It's really frustrating for me." And he had no idea. He was so surprised by that comment. And once I explained to him what I meant by it, he changed his behavior. It wasn't a big fight. It wasn't an argument. It was up to him if he wanted to address it or not. And he did. It didn't even seem like a big deal. He just didn't know that that was a situation for me or a problem for me. So it's about remaining calm. The minute you get angry at somebody else, you're giving them power over you, right? So look at it as, oh, there's a challenge here and there's an opportunity for a solution as well. So if these women in this woman's life that wrote into me, you know, if they're disrespecting her, ignoring her, I would first and foremost alert them that it's a problem for you, right? And you can do that in a very calm manner. You could say, "Hey, not sure. I'm a little confused." I love that line. "I'm confused. I reached out to you via email to follow up on your request and I never heard back. Are you receiving my emails?" Question mark. Right? So just being direct and asking people the obvious questions, and then, you know, see where that goes. Be open-minded. Maybe the person says, "I'm sorry, I've just been buried. I'm missing email. This is not on you. This is my fault. You know what? Give me a little bit of time." Who knows what the situation is, but we can't assume for the other person. Now, there are people that are just nasty, right? And just maybe they're jealous of you. I don't know what the reason is why they're behaving that way, but those are not your people. And the sooner you figure that out, the quicker you can fire that villain from your life and start attracting opportunities, customers, clients, partners that show up and respect you and support you and treat you the way that you would like to be treated. We are always teaching people how to treat us, right? So start teaching them what works for you instead of reacting to how they behave. It's a big, big shift. And listen, there's going to be haters no matter where you are. I've been getting so many haters lately on my Instagram account. It's crazy. But we have to start looking at that as, wow, I'm impacting and reaching more people. That's a positive, right? If everybody's going to love us, that means we're vanilla. I am not vanilla, my friend. And I know you are not either, right? I don't want to be vanilla. I don't want to just be flying under the radar. That's not me. And that's not why I was put on this earth, right? I'm here to make a difference. I'm here to shine my light and be my unique, flawed self and do it in a big, exciting, fun way. So knowing that, every time I see a hater come for me, I kind of celebrate it. Like, well, all right, well, we're reaching some more people. Wow, poor person. I feel so bad for them that they get that upset about something like that. You know, oh, well, they're not my people. Fire that villain and move on to the next, right? Clear that space and clear that negativity from your life so you can start inviting positive people who are your people to start showing up. For far too long, I sat at a table where I was not appreciated. I was really not even wanted in many ways. I was tolerated and I knew it, and that felt really bad. It was scary as you can imagine to walk away from that situation, knowing I had an 18-month non-compete, knowing I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what business I would begin. I didn't know how I'd make money. The whole thing felt so unclear and scary. But I look back now, what I did was I shut the chapter on a chapter that was really ugly and not helpful and not serving me, and opened myself up to new opportunities, new people that did support me and champion me. And it happened so quickly. The minute you clear negative people from your life, you make space for positive people to start showing up for you. You make space for your people to find you. And that's what's important. Stop settling. Stop just tolerating something when you deserve so much more.
Meet a different guest.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance,
EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. I wrote two books about this. Confidence Creator is my first book. Overcome Your Villains is my second book. I have so many chapters in there about how to deal with difficult situations, how to deal with difficult people, how to deal with haters, you know, and I've learned all this stuff by doing it wrong the first time and then taking a step back, reassessing and trying different strategies. So I found some things that have worked really well for me. I hope they'll help you. My second book, Overcome Your Villains, is the three-step process to overcome any adversity in business and in life. I highly recommend it for this woman who sent me this message. It's beliefs, action, and knowledge. And this three-step process is foolproof. Like, it will work for you if you work the plan. It works for me time and time again. And yes, I was surrounded by people that did not treat me well and did not respect me. And I look back on that time now and what an incredible learning lesson it is, because I allowed that to occur. I'm the problem. It was me, right? And that's Taylor Swift's song. But here's the thing. I love T-Swifty. But here's the thing is that when you start taking ownership for what's happening in your life and around you, boom, the game changes. Because now you're in charge to change the game. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it doesn't happen without fear. I was scared to death to make the moves that I made, but here I am 6 years later, and my life is so incredibly different. It's unbelievable. And I just had one of my best friends turn 50 last weekend. 15 of our best, greatest friends from Massachusetts, we all grew up together in Worcester, Mass, flew in from all over the country now because people have moved to different places, and we've all been friends since we were 15, and we are in lockstep. And everyone's got everyone's back and no one fights. And there's nothing but love. And it is such an incredible, I never knew I would have friendships like this with women for so long in my life. I'm so grateful. So I want you to know this. Maybe right now you haven't found your people. They're out there. I promise you, your people are out there and they are looking for you. But you've got to close the door on the negative ones, on the ones that are chipping away at your confidence, on the ones that are tolerating you. And you need to take ownership for it and say, hey, I'm the problem, it's me. I'm flipping the script on this. I'm going to start teaching people how to treat me. And when they don't want to get on board, I'm going to fire that villain and create space for someone more positive to show up. Don't forget, 6 years ago when that woman thought she fired me, I had actually fired my number one villain from my life within 1 week. Elvis Duran's team reached out to me and flew me into New York to go on a show and supported me and gave me the idea to write a book. And when I tell you, it was a domino effect of amazing things that happened. Again, it wasn't easy. I was scared to death, right? It felt really uncertain. But when everything's uncertain, anything is possible. Choose you. Put yourself first. Fire your villains and watch the right people start showing up for you. I hope that answered your question. If you guys have questions, please go to heathermonahan.com, contact me form, or go to Instagram, LinkedIn, any social media and hit me up at Heather Monahan with your question. I promise I'll do my best to answer it. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
Once in a while, you could miss it.
Come on this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.